Not too long ago, we recorded an episode focused on heart failure with you, Dr. Chang, and we just barely touched on heart transplants. So today, what I want to do is provide a more in-depth conversation about what patients go through in the heart transplant process. So the first question really is, how does a patient actually get on the heart transplant list? What do they have to do to get on the list?
Yeah, great question, because this process of evaluation can be quite confusing both to the patient and local or referring providers. And I think our first effort is really to make sure we encourage referring providers and patients to think, how soon do I need to think about other alternative therapies like heart transplantation? And one of the things we really encourage is that we see these patients earlier rather than later. And so when we have a patient think about heart transplant and the referring initiates that type of referral, we say, this is a process. It doesn't mean just because we meet you that you're on the waiting list immediately, but it's really a true multidisciplinary evaluation of your candidacy for something as serious and as resource intensive as heart transplantation. I think we pride ourselves on the team approach, and the team is not only the heart failure or transplant cardiologist seeing the patient, but all the people involved to make sure that they can have a successful outcome. So that would be our nurse coordinators, often referred to as our heart transplant coordinators. We, of course, have our heart surgeons who ultimately do the surgery itself. But as part of the evaluation, we not only want to make sure we vet out all the important medical issues and potential medical comorbidities or complications that could occur after transplant, but we also want to make sure that their social and psychological state or mental well-being can withstand all the things that are needed to undergo this process. While we often think that this is a surgery, it's more of a process than just the surgery. So I think the evaluation process, as we often describe as multidisciplinary, involves meeting the cardiologist, meeting the nurse coordinators, meeting our social worker, our psychologist, perhaps our psychiatrist as needed, our financial counselor, our dietitian, and ultimately the surgeon as well. Surgeon.